Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta features 300 guest rooms, 16,000 square feet of meeting and event space, several dining options including art bar, a gastropub serving locally inspired fare and cocktails, along with an indoor-outdoor swimming pool and patio, 11 landscaped acres of walking trails, and a convenient location to all the attractions located north of Atlanta. The new Sonesta ES Suites brand offers 81 redesigned studio and one-bedroom extended stay suites, all filled with ample amenities with full kitchens for longer stays. Visit Sonesta.com/Gwinnett to learn more about their two hotels under one roof and all of the offerings for your next getaway, meeting, or event.
Broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios in Atlanta, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio, spotlighting business leaders in our area. Gwinnett Business Radio is brought to you by Veritech. Veritech, great people, remarkable service.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Gwinnett Business Radio. Alongside Stephen Julian, I'm Mike Salmon. We're broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studio and the beautiful Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta Hotel. Good morning, Stephen.
Hello there, Mike. How are you?
Good. What's going on?
We are
going
to close out the year great.
Are we? Why?
Well, isn't this the last show of the year?
Is it?
I think it is.
Oh, my God. Now I'm sad.
Well, no, because we'll be back next year.
Oh, even better, bigger, and...
Bigger, stronger, faster.
There we go.
Wait, that was a $6 million.
Absolutely. Man. Yes, it's the holiday season as we do the show today, so I'm all excited.
Are you going to sing before the end of the show?
No, I won't be singing, but okay. I do have a Christmas present for you today.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Brought you some Curious Soda.
Curiosity Cola.
Yeah, inside joke there. You have to listen to our last show to kind of get all that one right.
Yes.
We've got a couple friends on the show today, a couple great guests. Tom and Jacqueline Sheldon are here with Bottom Line Tax Solutions. Did I get that all right?
You did.
I don't know. Tom's making hand gestures over there.
They're all good so far, Mike.
Okay, so far so good. Tom, Jacqueline, welcome to the program.
Thank you. We're glad to be here.
Thank you, sir.
Bottom Line Tax Solutions. We're near the end of the year, so I'm sure you've probably got plenty of time. Nothing going on, so I'm glad you're able to sneak away and come see us.
Yeah, absolutely nothing going on this time of year.
No, this is a crazy time, so we appreciate you joining us. Tell us all about your company and what you do.
Well, Bottom Line Tax Solutions, we specialize in tax planning and tax problem solving, as we'll call it, and of course tax preparation. So we work with clients to help them come up with strategies to lower their tax liability, and then clients who have back tax issues, maybe have back tax returns that need to be filed or maybe balances that need to be paid, we can help them come up with some resolution and working with the IRS to help solve those problems.
I'm sure you've got your hands full, because especially this past year, a lot of new tax laws taking place.
There is new tax law. A lot of changes came into play. The Tax Cuts and Jobs Act was actually passed about a year ago, and it is probably the most significant tax legislation that's been passed in over 30 years now. Definitely a lot of changes that taxpayers will see when they file their 2018 tax return. Some of the positives of that came out of this legislation is the fact that tax rates have been lowered, which is always a great thing. Lower tax rates mean less taxes to pay. The standard deduction has also almost been doubled, which will be a great benefit for a lot of taxpayers. The child tax credit has been increased. And also, there's a new deduction for small business owners that they're calling the pass-through entity deduction. And that deduction will allow certain small business owners to be able to deduct up to 20% of their business profits before they pay federal income tax. So that's going to be a great benefit to small businesses who qualify for that deduction. Now, there's also some changes that aren't quite so positive for the taxpayer. For those that itemize deductions, the state and local income taxes now are going to be limited to $10,000, so you'll be capped at that. So if you may lose some deduction there. Deductions for unreimbursed employee expenses, those have been eliminated. And also the deduction for personal independent exemptions have gone away. So some pluses, some minuses. From all the tax projections that we have done for our clients, though, this year we do think that most taxpayers are going to come out ahead when they file their tax return, and they'll be pleased with the outcome.
And I'm certainly not a mathematical expert, but from that, by the way, great description inside of 2 minutes, a lot of meat in there. I would think that it sounds like a vast majority of taxpayers are going to come out more ahead than I mean, that doesn't sound like it benefits only the top 1%. I mean, that sounds like a lot of your small business owners, a lot of the people kind of in the middle making the engine work, they're going to, especially with that standard deduction doubling and the child tax credit, that's where most people live, right?
You are correct on that. And I was really excited. I was watching that pass-through entity deduction. Since we work with a lot of small business owners, we knew that was going to be a huge deduction for a lot of our clients. So we were very pleased when we saw that it passed.
I want to know more about you. How long have you been in business? How long have you been doing this? You obviously know your stuff. You sound like, and I mean this affectionately, Jacqueline, you sound like a tax geek. But you really enjoy this. You enjoy the numbers.
I would use the word guru.
Okay. Even better. You're
I like
a tax
guru.
Guru.
Once in a while I say goddess, but we won't get into that.
There you go.
June started our 26th year in business, so we've been working with
how long?
26th year.
Wow. So she started when she was 15. That's
exactly.
Amazing
was,
that
I was
you
a
knew
child.
That good about
she was still
taxes.
In middle school when she
wow.
started.
Exactly. That's amazing.
Exactly. So we've been working for 26 years helping wow. small business owners to reduce their tax liability and improve their bottom line, hence our name, Bottom Line Business Solutions.
And one of the things when it comes to taxes, everybody has to do them, right? There's only two things certain in life, death and taxes.
And we can help you with the more painful of the two.
Right. Especially longer lasting pain, that's for sure. So I think everybody either does their own taxes or already uses somebody. So there's a lot of competition in that respect. Apart from the guru-ness and
the godness.
Goddessness.
What did Tom say?
Yeah.
Goddess.
Yeah. So apart from those and apart from obviously being able to break down very complex issues and make them understandable in a short amount of time, what other things do you feel like you bring to the table and the business brings to the table to help someone? Because I think taxes are one of those things where people's like, hey, I've already got somebody, so you don't want to upset the status quo. Some people should upset the status quo. Why?
Right. Well, you know, our philosophy has always been to try to give our clients more than just a financial statement. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with compliance work. We do compliance work. It's important to have an accurate set of books. It's important that your tax returns get filed timely, that your payroll tax deposits get made timely. All those things are key to running a small business. But we feel that our clients are looking for more than that from their accountant. They're wanting someone to help them be proactive when it comes to tax planning, to looking at their tax situation, to give them certain suggestions or strategies that maybe they're not utilizing that they can use to lower their income tax liability. So they're really wanting that extra step. And I think that's where we come out a little different from other accounting firms, is the fact that we do offer that to our clients.
Stephen, obviously we know where the brains are in this company here.
Yes.
Without a doubt, yes.
So let's bring in the brawn.
Yeah. So Tom, what do you do? What are you here for?
Well, I fixed the toilet at the office last week.
Congratulations on
that. Yeah, it was successful.
That's important.
I am actually the marketing side of Bottom Line Tax Solutions. We give talks, small seminars in front of small groups or any number of people in a group.
It has to be at least two people to be a group, right?
Well, if I'm there and someone else is there, it's a group.
That's a group.
It works. No, I get to do the marketing. I get to stand up in front of people and tell them about all the things that they may not understand or may not know about. When you go down this road we'll talk about tax resolution here in a moment. When you go down this road, you don't want to be alone. You want to have someone in your corner working with you. And many, many people are somewhat lost when it comes to taxes and how to save money and keep the money you've earned. It's not something you really want to do by yourself. So marketing arm is a pretty title, but I let people know that we're out there and we are there for them, and they have a fighting chance against the IRS.
Talk a little bit about some of these groups, two or more, that you've been able to help.
Three on a good day.
Yeah, exactly. Give an example of some of the things you guys have been able to present to a group to kind of help them take that next step and start working with you guys and see they need your help.
We have an amazing presentation for the real estate industry, for realtors. Honestly, someone, not just a realtor, but someone with a home office, many times deductions are not taken properly. Sometimes they're just pushed aside for just somewhat of a standard deduction. That is a much deeper pool that people can get into and just keep more money they've earned, they've worked their tails off for. Industries that are 1099 driven, industries where the paycheck is not every 2 weeks or not on the 15th and 30th of the month. Those are industries very dear to us, and we gear these presentations toward them.
I think people that know Stephen and I know that we're pretty transparent, and I want to be transparent here that we now, as Business Radio X, are now using Bottom Line Tax Solutions to take care of our taxes. And I can tell you already from some of the projections you've given me, you have saved us or saved this company a lot of money. And you talked about upsetting the apple cart earlier, Stephen. I don't think anybody worries about upsetting the apple cart if it's going to save their business a lot of money. And to Tom's point where you don't want to go down this road alone, you don't, because if you make mistakes, the consequences can be horrible. You don't want to upset the IRS.
And that's very true. Very true.
No, they will take your stuff.
Yep. So we're excited to work with you. And by the way, when it comes to marketing, we've got a big announcement we're going to save to the end of the show here.
Is that a marketing tease by Mike Salmon?
That would nice. Be a tease. Nice.
The expert. Well done.
About some exciting news with Bottom Line Tax Consulting and Business Radio X. What's involved with tax resolution work? I mean, you guys make it seem so simple, but it's very complex.
I like it. We're getting to the end of the year, so everybody's making their resolutions. Let's talk about tax resolution.
play on words.
Yeah. Unfortunately, though, tax resolution is 12-month, 365 days out of the year. Oh. It starts...
Liar.
Well,
I'm talking to Stephen, not you,
I'm
Tom.
More ignorant.
Wow.
It's not lying. It's ignorance.
That was fast.
Go ahead, Tom.
Resolution work starts, it begins, and it ends with compliance. When a hardworking individual who's trying to survive receives a letter from the IRS in the mail, a nasty gram, as we call them, there's something out of compliance. There's noncompliance somewhere. The first step is obviously figure out what in the world is going on, get them into compliance, and then keeping them in that compliance. That can entail many things. It may be simply getting tax returns filed that weren't filed in the past. It's possible that previous tax returns were filed incorrectly. The wrong box was checked. We've seen, back me up on this, Jackie, we've seen income 1099s and W-2s come in that had incorrect numbers on them.
That is correct.
And that's horrible. That's from an employer. It could be from a main office out in California somewhere. Getting to the bottom of that can be a handful. The amazing thing about tax resolution work is that every case is very unique. It's very unique. There is no cookie cutter approach. What worked for the Joneses will not work for the Smiths. There are different programs. You may qualify, you may not qualify. There's different statuses. Every situation is unique, and that throws back again to why you need a tax pro to help you through this. It's a scary time when you get those letters in the mail.
Well, it is, and a lot of times people, their thought process when they get a letter from the IRS is, let's just ignore it, maybe it'll go away. And unfortunately, that's not how this works. Because it's scary. They really don't know what to do, what their options are, especially if they have large balances with the IRS that they need to pay. And we can help them with that, and that may mean helping them set up a payment plan with the IRS to get those taxes paid. It may mean we can get some penalties reduced and lower the amount that they actually have to pay. And in some cases, it may mean getting the IRS to accept a little bit less than what they owe and work out an installment agreement or work out an offer and compromise to where they can pay at a reduced amount and then move forward. And then beyond that, it's helping them stay in compliance from that point, keeping those tax returns filed, making sure that they're doing their tax planning, that they're taking advantage of the tax laws, that any tax deductions that are available to them, and making sure that they're keeping those taxes paid going forward.
We're speaking with Tom and Jacqueline Sheldon with Bottom Line Tax Solutions. And Jacqueline, let me ask you this question. A lot of small business owners listen to Business Radio X and Gwinnett Business Radio. If you could give them some advice, let's say they want to switch and they want to look for a new accountant and they call you and they set up an appointment, what's the best thing that small business owners can do to keep themselves organized so that the time they spend with you can give them the best return on their dollars that they're giving you for your services?
Probably the best thing they can do is have a good set of books. Whether that is through QuickBooks or another software program, but to have a set of books that is accurate, that is reconciled, that the numbers are true and accurate, that gives us the basis to start that tax plan. So we kind of know where they are tax-wise. We know what their income is. We know what they are deducting. And then we review their past 2 years' tax returns to kind of get a feel of what deductions they've been taking in the past and maybe some missed opportunities there that they haven't taken advantage of that we can help them to be able to do those in the future.
I think there might be a misconception in among some business owners that, I mean, because some people go, well, isn't that, doesn't my accountant help me get my books in order? Some do, some don't. I mean, it really is up to the individual. They're the last line of defense as far as their records organized.
And that's very true. Yeah. That's very true. And for businesses that have a bookkeeper that keeps everything up to date, that's wonderful. But then we have some businesses that we only see once a year.
Right.
And you'll find that a lot of times people will wait till tax time. They'll bring a shoebox in of a bunch of receipts, set it down at the accountant's office, and then hope for the best. And by that point, it's too late to do a whole lot to be able to change that tax situation.
So then that leads me to my second question. If I'm a small business owner and I'm running a profitable business, how often, what's the ideal amount of time that you would love to meet with a business owner throughout the year? Is it quarterly? Is it twice a year? You can get by with once a year, but what's ideal?
Right. Generally, we try to see clients that are not monthly bookkeeping clients. If they're tax clients, we try to check in with them 3 times during the year. Once, of course, at tax time to file those returns. Then at mid-year, we do what we call a mid-year checkup, where we kind of see where they are for the first 6 months of the year. We kind of assume the second half of the year will kind of mirror the first, and we go ahead and do a tax projection based on that income. Then we can come up with some specific strategies that maybe they can use that second half of the year to lower their tax liability. And then we like to talk to them again about this time of year, November, December, because you've got those last minute tax deductions. You know, it is the holidays, but we like to say it's the most deductible time of the year, because so many people
this last couple of weeks of December
will be purchasing new vehicles or setting up retirement plans or doing those last minute tax strategies to try to get those things in place before the year end closes out.
I may be singing you a song after all.
I told you
it's
were going to sing.
It's the most deductible time of the year.
Tag that, Trey.
There. Nice.
Oh, I disagree.
I thought it was pretty good.
You have a lovely voice.
Now, how do you engage with a new client? For example, I'm a small business owner. I'm listening to this interview. Okay, you've perked my ears up a little bit, because I feel like now if I talk to you, you could probably save me some money, especially with all the tax laws. I don't know what's going on out there. If I meet with you and I bring you my books for you to look at, is there a cost for that initial consultation?
Actually, there's not. What we'll do is what we call a discovery session, and that is free. We'll ask you to send us 2 years' worth of your business and personal tax returns, along with your current financial statements, your balance sheet, P&L, and we'll take a look at that to see if you are a candidate for a comprehensive tax plan. If we feel like that you're a candidate, then we'll have you fill out a full-blown questionnaire giving us a lot of additional information. But then we'll take that information and we will do a comprehensive plan. We'll come up with some strategies that we feel like that you can use to lower your tax liability. That portion at that time, then there is a cost associated with that. But the initial discovery session, there's no charge for that at all. If we don't feel like you're a candidate for a full-blown tax plan, then we'll probably give you a few little hints or suggestions that you can use. And then hopefully as your business grows, you'll come back and see us and we'll look at it at a later date.
If I could share a quick story, Stephen, I had that consultation with Jackie. And one of the things that you talked to me about that I did not realize, and this is, you know, again, you learn so much, that if I make my home office the corporate office and keep a lot of my paperwork there, then when I drive to the studio for a show like this, I can deduct that mileage.
That is correct, because if your office is here at the studio, then your mileage from home to the studio is considered commuting mileage. However, if your primary administrative office is in your home, you start the day off there in your home office, then your drive here to the studio becomes business mileage. Your drive home back to your administrative office becomes business mileage. So definitely a way to get some extra deduction there for something you're already spending. And that's the greatest tax deductions for me, is when we can find things that you're already spending money on that we can then take those items and convert them into tax deductible items.
Isn't she amazing?
Yes. And that was just, and we're going to be making some changes based on that report that you gave back to us. And we, I mean, so many other things that you brought up too, that it was a no-brainer to obviously have our work go towards you. There's a lot of other companies out there, and not just, but there's those national companies that you see on the internet, and I know, you know, people can use those. What are some of the advantages of having a local person that I can see and visit and talk to, and you know, here in my own area, what are the benefits of using someone locally as opposed to some of these national firms?
Well, the jingles are very nice on the radio. I hum to them. I can't help it. But the only downfall, as I mentioned earlier, when you get those letters in the mail and they're wanting your stuff, it's scary. Oftentimes it's very embarrassing. It's not something you run around talking about. It's not something you share with people. You just don't. When you call that 1-800 number, you become a number in the system. When you work with a local company, when you work with Bottom Line, it's face-to-face. Sitting across the desk from somebody, you automatically realize, hey, they're fighting for me. They're working for me and with me. I'm not just a number in the system. It's not hand-holding, though sometimes maybe it might be.
It feels that way?
It could be. It just depends. But it's also nice to know that you have someone to look in the eyes and they are understanding what your problems are. Not as I mentioned before, these aren't generic problems. Every situation is unique. It's hard to be unique when you're just simply a number in the system.
It's also, I think there's also a relationship and a consultative approach. Mm-hmm. It's hard to truly be consultative in a 1-800 number when you're getting somebody different every time and they say, let me pull up your file, and they're taking 30 seconds to read it. That's different than when I've been doing your taxes for the last 5 years or longer, because I started when I was 15, and being able to say, I've watched your business. I know your business. I know who you are. That's a huge and I think we live in a world where technology is making things faster and faster, but what you can't do with technology is sit across from the table and really listen and really consult when you're the guru. I mean, I think
and we've all heard the late night television commercials for people that do tax resolution work that says they can settle your tax debt for pennies on the dollar.
Right.
And you call the 800 number and you talk to a salesperson. You're not talking to an accountant. You're not talking to a CPA. You're talking to someone that's a salesperson, and they're automatically going to tell you, yes, we can solve your problem. Just give us some money. And it's not necessarily always that easy. In some cases can be settled out for less than the amount owed, but more often than not, that's not the case. So I do think in a lot of times you're kind of misled by these national companies on what they can actually do for you. And so we really tried to take an honest approach, and that's kind of how we got into the tax resolution field. I had clients that had come to me with back tax returns that had big balances then that were due once those tax returns were filed, and they needed to do something. They contacted some of these national companies, and they were promised things that those companies just couldn't deliver and paid a lot of money for that. So that's kind of the reason we got into this work, is to try to give an honest assessment of the client's situation, what can and can't be done, and then to help them to get the best resolution that they actually qualify for.
So your marketing guy over here, Tom, we're not going to see any late night commercials on CNBC for Bottom Line Tax Solutions. Is that what I'm hearing now?
No, but the day is young, Mike. You never know. You're giving me ideas.
And they do have those jingles. 26 years. You mentioned at the top of the interview, 26 years. Your passion is still there after all this time. What keeps you going? What keeps you loving what you're doing?
I think it's when we can see that we can help people actually save money is one of the most exciting things. Let me give you a couple cases, just a couple tax planning cases that we've worked on in the past year, just a couple of examples.
Can you give us names?
I will give you first names. How about that?
No,
that
just
work?
Kidding. You don't have to give any names.
Bob and Joe.
That's right, Bob and Joe.
Discretion.
We did have a gentleman, his name was Ron, who came in to see us. Ron had heard that investing in rental real estate was a great way not only to build his wealth, but there was also some tax benefits that he could derive from rental real estate. So over the last few years, Ron had been purchasing rental properties, and Ron had done his own tax return for the past few years, and he just wasn't seeing that tax benefit that owning the rental real estate was bringing. So he came to us to review his tax returns because, honestly, he thought he was doing the returns wrong. He's like, I've got to be doing something wrong because I'm not getting the benefit of the rental losses. But what we found out when we looked at his tax return was that Ron makes too much money at his W-2 job. He is over the cap. Income cap to be able to take the deduction for the rental losses. So under the scenario that he was running, there was no way he was going to get that tax benefit. So what we did is we restructured some things, and we were able to come up with some strategies to where we could actually deduct those rental losses. And bottom line, once we were finished with the tax plan, we found out we could save him almost $15,000 in income taxes. And the beauty of that is that's not just this year, but that will be year after year after year. Another case that we worked on was a young couple. His name's David. Her name was Jennifer. David is an attorney, and Jennifer is a self-employed speech and language therapist. And after her expenses, Jennifer was clearing about $18,000 a year from her self-employed income. But almost half of that was going in to pay taxes on her income. So they really weren't sure whether it made sense for Jennifer even to continue to work, since half of her money was going in to pay taxes. So they came in and talked to us a little bit. We looked over their tax returns, and I noticed that on Schedule A, they had a lot of out-of-pocket medical expenses that they weren't able to deduct because their income was too high to get the deduction. And so by talking to them, I found out that they have an autistic child, and that's one of the reasons that Jennifer is passionate about what she does, is because of the child. So we were able to rework her business structure. We were able to use a strategy where we could deduct those out-of-pocket medical expenses. And once everything was said and done, now Jennifer brings that $18,000 home with no taxes due. So we've saved her, all, in that case, almost $9,000 a year. So there's definitely some benefits there to tax planning and using the tax law in your favor. But you've got to know that those strategies exist. You've got to know how to set things up properly. The I's have got to be dotted and the T's have got to be crossed so that they will pass IRS scrutiny. But that's some of the things that we do for our clients.
That's some pretty powerful stories right there. I mean, that's what it's all about.
Well, it is, and that's exciting for me when we can see. And in both of these cases, we took money that these clients were already spending and found a way for them to get tax deductions for it. So it really didn't cost them. They were not having to go out and spend additional money to get these tax deductions. It was just by restructuring their business.
Some people think when it comes to taxes, it's just filling in the boxes with numbers. But you keep using the word strategies. And that makes all the difference in the world.
It does, because, you know, any accountant can put the right numbers in the right box on the right form and call it a day. What most clients are wanting, though, is for someone to take that extra step to look at their situation and to give them some proactive strategies that they can use. And, you know, I ask people all the time, when is the last time your accountant came to you and said, here's an idea that'll save you some money? And if they haven't, maybe it's time to look for a new accountant.
Sort of a semi-serious question here. You know, I can't imagine someone coming to you, having that consultation, you put the report together, here's a couple strategies that if you incorporate these, it could save you this much in your taxes. I can't imagine anyone getting that saying, you know what, I don't think I want to do business with Bottom Line Tax Solutions.
Most of the time they're pretty excited when they see that there are options there, things that they can do to save on their income taxes.
Tom, I know you're here because you're the marketing arm, but what she just told in the stories and that little tagline she just gave, I think she's got the marketing stuff down too.
I'm looking for a job, I think, Stephen.
Yeah.
That should be on the radio all the time.
Who's hiring?
Speaking
who's hiring?
Of which, I think we're going to make an announcement.
Yeah,
right?
you want to make a little bit of an announcement, Tom?
As of January 4th, two weeks from today, Bottom Line Tax Solutions will have its own radio show right here at Business Radio X. So you will get to hear Jacqueline and myself some more.
If we can hear more stories like the one she just told.
Not you, Tom. More
is there a toilet around here that needs fixing? Yeah. That's all I want to know.
Yes.
But probably so.
But everything I said earlier, too, I don't want people to think, oh, you're just using Bottom Line. You know, Business Radio X is using Bottom Line Tax Solutions because they're, you know, coming on doing a show. This was after the fact that we had already met and talked, because just the fact that I came to you, showed you some our numbers, our books, and you came up with this plan and said, listen, if you change this and change this, you'll save this. And it was pretty drastic from what we paid in taxes the year before. It was a no-brainer for us. So we were going to be doing business no matter what, and then it just evolved that now we're going to be doing this show launching in January.
Well, and the other thing is, let's be honest. I'll say something. The prospect of someone who handles taxes doing a show to talk about taxes, not exactly. If someone just heard that, they think, oh, that's not exactly the greatest idea in the world. But what comes through is the passion, the knowledge, the guru-ness, and the goddessness, and the marketing arm. I mean, we've been talking about taxes, and I'm still engaged. So,
we've been going for 30 minutes on taxes. I didn't think we would go 30 minutes.
But it is January 3rd. I already blew my opportunity there.
Oh, you had the wrong date?
The Thursday.
But you know what? You revised it, and you resolved it, and now it's okay.
Quickly.
Yeah, quickly.
Well, the cool thing is it's a podcast. So, you know, after January 3rd, you can listen to it anytime you want. It's going to be there on the website.
Love it.
So, Jacqueline, for those that would like to reach out, then find out more, talk to you maybe about their situation, get more about Bottom Line Tax Solutions, what should they do?
They can call our office. The number is 678-866-4047. Or they can visit our website, which is bottomlinega.com.
Great stuff. Jacqueline and Tom Sheldon with Bottom Line Tax Solutions, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.
Mike, just want to remind everybody that Gwinnett Business Radio does broadcast from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios inside the beautiful Atlanta Gwinnett place.
Don't mess this up. You've been doing this read for like 4 years now.
I know, but it's the end of the year. I'm a little tired. But just want to remind everybody that Subaru of Gwinnett is where people sell cars. Visit SubaruofGwinnett.com and join their family today, or come in and see the difference. Maybe you're already a Subaruist. Then you can follow Subaru of Gwinnett's Facebook page for the latest Subaru offers, news, and community events.
Quick reminder, you can listen to the show anytime you want, 24/7, by going to BusinessRadioX.com. Select the Gwinnett Studio and then click on Gwinnett Business Radio. Not only is this episode available, but our 5 years of previous episodes are there, too. You can listen to any of our previous shows. For Stephen, happy holidays, Stephen.
I'm dreaming of a tax-resolved Christmas.
There you go. We're ending the show just in time. For our producer, Trey, I'm Mike, and we'll see you next time here on Gwinnett Business Radio.
To be the man, you gotta beat the man. Woo!